Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Pop Douglas postgame. Boomer Esiason on the show this morning called it essentially a football IQ issue, Wiggy.
Yeah.
So he knew they only had to get 2 yards. Wasn't a designed play. Didn't know where he was. Then he didn't know where he was.
Right.
Then he thought he felt sixth sense wise a defender behind him.
It's kind of how we all feel during a Jackson lead.
And again, Boomer wisely pointed out that is just one play of many, although it's glaring in its idiocy, I think.
Didn't we all think situationally this team would be much better than they were last year?
Facts.
Yeah.
So everything, talent, we all understand it's not, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day,
mm-hmm.
but I have been wildly disappointed by how unbuttoned up they have been. By the like, that is a simple play.
Yep.
That, you know, it's literally the game. If you don't get a first down, the game's over, and you don't know where you are. And in the aftermath of the game, if it's a nervous laughter or whatever, it just sounds like you. How do you not know? It's 4th and 2. You got to fall forward for 2 yards. It's not rocket science.
Well, the nervous laughter thing or whatever it is, it sounds like you don't care that much, which I to me is an issue.
Of course.
And you brought up the culture and a part of your lead this morning at 7 when we finally got to him was, essentially, is there a tarnish on the entire outfit here because you have got a sort of a loser mentality going
right.
on.
I mean, you're looking at a team. DK Metcalf went to Pittsburgh, and all the Pittsburgh fans that hate Mike Tomlin, 4-0 now against Mike Vrabel as a head coach, that team finds ways to win, and you continually find ways to lose. And you can't, I can't say it enough, 19 games at Gillette Stadium, the last 19, you have won 3. That is the worst you could possibly be. That means you're averaging a win at home a year.
Yeah.
It's a head scratcher because here's why it's a head scratcher to me. I played with Mike Vrabel. I know Josh McDaniels. They're from the Belichick, Cowher school of football in the sense you are aware and heightened about every situation. Even Drake May yesterday, or after the game, I feel like I heard it somewhere, said, oh, I should have said something to them in the huddle.
You heard us talk about it on the show several times, including with Boomer. Yes.
All right. Well,
Yeah. But that's not his fault.
No. But what I'm saying
Greg, what
I think you're missing is the lack of football understanding and IQ of the game. You as the quarterback, me as a player should be, hey, it's 4th and 2. Make sure we get by the sticks.
Well, I'm not missing that. I don't think it's
that
up
should
to,
come from everybody. And, though.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need to tell Pop Douglas that it's 4th and 2, and you got to get the first down, you have a real problem.
So you never seen in a huddle where And guess what? It's 4th and 2 on defense. What are they yelling and screaming in the huddle to each other? Don't jump off sides. It's something that is ingrained into you, just a reminder to tell, hey, quarterback comes in the huddle. You know what Brady says? And this is Brady's talking about the IQ. Hey, fellas, 4th and 2. Whatever we do in this situation, make sure we get behind the sticks.
I think it's more excuse making. Like, it's lack of accountability for people that actually need to take accountability. Like, Drake is taking accountability for things he shouldn't need to. Last week, I asked Vrabel about Will Campbell going up to a guy on the sideline saying it happened when it comes to a penalty. And Mike was pissed about it, being like, well, we need to stop doing that. Like, these guys are all saying, like, oh, it happens. Oh, it happens. Not that big of a deal. Instead of saying, damn, I'm screwing up, and it's time for me to take accountability and make a change.
Or just say, I got to know where the first down marker is. I got to get past the sticks. In that situation, I have to do a better job. But the quarterback still, and I'm not saying it's on Drake May, I'm just going, this is the school of football that I'm from. And I feel like Vrabel and McDaniels are from that same school where, hey, everybody in the huddle, let's reiterate it just in case somebody might be thinking about something else. Hey, yeah. Reiterate this. Don't jump off sides.
Last year there was a game week 2 against the Seahawks at home. And they had the ball, they had the lead, and they were on the plus 35 or so. And it was 3rd and 6. Jacoby Brissett stood back to pass and took a sack that took them out of field goal range, which ended up costing them the game. And in the aftermath of that game, it was all about the coaching and the situation, knowing the only thing that couldn't happen was a sack.
Right.
And we spent hours ripping Alex Van Pelt and Gerard Mayo. We didn't talk about Jacoby Brissett. We didn't talk about the offensive line. We talked about this team doesn't know what to do in the most important spots. And what Wiggy and I are saying is that that has continued and gotten worse for 3 weeks under Mike Vrabel.
Right.
And we all love Vrabel. He's a great interview. He's a Hall of Famer here with the Patriots, and I think he's going to be successful. I still have him with 10 wins. But the decisions that they're failing at suggest that they're not buttoned up in the ways we had thought they were.
Or, and this is the other thing, and this is why when I say I put Vrabel and Josh in that situation, are the players not paying attention when the coach is reiterating over and over and over and over again, whatever the situation is, you're right, Curtis. Hey, in the headset, whatever we do here, we can't take a sack. Whatever we do here, we can't take a sack. 4th and 2, whatever we're doing here, get beyond the sticks. If we're on defense, whatever we do, don't jump off sides. Right? So if they're telling these guys and they're reiterating it to these guys, so then that means the players that they're picking
aren't listening.
Yeah.
It's got to be either one of those things. I think you had guys on this football team last year when they stank who were out there telling you they had the best hands in the NFL. And so I think that there's maybe it's a little bit of both. I think there are definitely guys that remain on this roster who think that their S doesn't stink and that they, you know, and maybe they're. Maybe they think they don't need somebody to remind them that you got to get the first down. I don't know.
But I agree, if you want to bring that up, that is a point. This team has been far more buttoned up away from the facility. Like, there hasn't been posts like that.
No.
If you want to talk about the Vrabel role, there's certainly the greatest example was Steph Diggs coming back after the boat thing and immediately falling in line.
Maybe I'm just like on the, you know, boomer mentality, old man, get off my lawn. And I'm cut from a different cloth. I wasn't the greatest player in the world, but the thing that I did take pride in was understanding the game.
Yeah,
having a good football IQ, knowing what was going on, and reiterating to just some of my teammates in a certain situation. The same way that's generally what the quarterback does. And
you
did it
right before the Super Bowl first win. You ran, stuck where you were, caught the pass for 7 yards in field goal range, got your ass down, spiked it, and you won the Super Bowl. I mean, it was all situational.
You and I don't disagree that much. I don't have a problem with Drake May reminding him of the situation that they're in, but I put it on Pop Douglas. Like, I put it all on him.
And I'm not saying it's not.
Then afterwards, to be laughing about it, like, I'm sorry, but it's not. I don't know what's funny about it.
It was a play.
But then that leads to the coach.
Yeah.
Right? Because then Mike might say, hey, Pop, when you're talking to reporters, it's not a good look to be laughing about a game we just lost. So, and that's just, you know, it's just, maybe it is the culture that we had, which was different. We were like, a guy would have came up to us and said something like that, another player, and then a guy would have been like, all right, next time, let me not do that. I just feel like when I start to look at this team and I look at Vrabel and I look at Josh, I just start to wonder, and how much of this are these guys getting when it comes to having a good football IQ? And that's what leads me to be nervous of some of these games.
So, and it's a, maybe I hear it wrong. There's a suggestion in the Twitch chat that it was a dumb question. Maybe that's what he's laughing at. I don't hear that.
I do not think that it was a dumb question at all.
Fourth down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play.
Yeah, and I get he's nervous, like, and he's young, but I would have said it's designed for me to get the first down, whether that's catching it and getting it or getting beyond the sticks. And if that play is where let's say I got a flat route where I start off from before the sticks, I have to make sure after I catch it, I get the first down.
There is a screenshot of him catching, and there's an arrow going every way, and said, "You won't believe which way this guy went."
It's true. It's fourth down, right? Which means you are not at the 10 yards for a first down. So let's work together. Right. You need to go forward on fourth down. Otherwise, it's the other team's ball. We good there? We all understand?
Yes.
Okay, so when you catch the ball and you run backwards behind the line of scrimmage,
it's a problem.
I don't care what the play call was. You know you're not getting the first down.
Right. Well, you know you got to make a play because we saw it, and I agree with Sean. We saw them on fourth and two on their own 15.
That was as shocking as anything I've ever seen in my
life.
Run
an option.
Were you shocked that they snapped that ball?
I was shocked that they snapped it. I was even more shocked that they ran an option.
Wiggy, they didn't do it just once. They did it twice on fourth down.
They ran that little flip
play. It doesn't make any sense to me why you're tossing a ball backwards when you need a yard.
That's like being, and this is the football IQ going, that's like being it being fourth and, you know, it being fourth and goal from the 15-yard line, and you throw the ball inside the field of play and not in the end zone.
Right.
It's like, what are we doing here? And so that's why I think it starts with the coaches reiterating it into Drake's headset, into his little earpiece, and then Drake reiterates it to the team because he's the only one who can hear the coach directly. And then that message kind of just, hey, here's what we got to do.
But there's also a really big video board that has the down and distance, too.
All you got to do is look down the sidelines and see. Yeah. That's the first thing. If I was a receiver coach, the first thing I would tell my players every time is know where the sticks are.
Yeah. How did that work in Brockton?
They're high schoolers, though. That's different.
That was a union thing.
Yeah, that was a union thing.
Yeah, we had to teach them first how to get the stance.
Right, those were the Teamsters.
They also have to deal with the health inspector down there, Shime.
Yeah. Health inspectors are the worst.
Guy's a real hardo.
Super out of that game.
Yeah. All right. Well, we spoke to Mike Vrabel about a lot of this early this morning. And a rare content replay on what Mike Vrabel said is coming up next right now, Courtney. And what is trending this hour?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Patriots drop week 3 to the Steelers. 21-14 was the final thanks to 5 New England turnovers. Drake May completed 28 of 37 passes for 268 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception in the loss. The stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette, and it's not a good one this week. We're going to do those 5 turnovers for the Pats. It's the first time the Pats have had that many turnovers in a game since 2008, which they also lost to the Steelers. Gillette's best shave is now the best of fan can get it while you can at gillette.com/NFL. Other games of note, the Browns came back from being down 10 with 4 minutes to play against the Packers thanks to a blocked field goal attempt and a 55-yard walk-off field goal of their own to get a 13-10 win. And the Jets drop a heartbreaker after coming back and taking the lead against the Bucks due to a blocked kick, scoring 3 touchdowns in the span of 9 minutes in the fourth. They lose to a Tampa Bay walk-off field goal.
What a dance move by Aaron Glenn on that block.
Have you seen the viral clip?
That was amazing.
You might want to wait until you know you got the game in hand.
That was good, though. The Red Sox dropped their final with the Rays, just missing the clean sweep. Yesterday's final from Tampa Bay, 7-3. Connolly early won 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 4. The guys off tonight before kicking off their series with the Blue Jays tomorrow. And that was brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Join the fight against suicide on Saturday, October 25th at the Out of the Darkness Walk on the Boston Common to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Register today at afsp.org/Boston. That's afsp.org/Boston Walk.
Shime, could we open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis, if possible? Because I'm about to get to the rare content replay on Mike Vrabel. So I'd love to get the weather in for today. I am actually playing golf today.
Oh, lucky you.
Old Sandwich.
Mm. Is that why you signed up?
Yeah. I mean, Old Sandwich for golf, New Sandwich for lunch, I'm hoping.
Love it.
But
sick brag.
Down in Plymouth. So how are we looking out there today?
Gorgeous. Okay. No sweating for you. By the way, a little scuttlebutt in the Twitch chat, looking svelte this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Oh, look at that.
Maybe it was the acai bowl that I had over the weekend.
I don't think that's what you want to call it. 57 degrees right now, afternoon high. Sunny, 73, Greg.
Okay, get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Vrabel is brought to you on a Patriots Monday by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Hey, Coach.
Morning.
Frustrating to watch, so it must have been even more frustrating to coach that one yesterday.
Well, you know, it's never frustrating to coach it. It's frustrating to watch it. You know, I mean, you're in the moment and you're trying to, you know, keep everybody together. You're trying to get some stops. You're trying to focus on the situation. You know, so it's never frustrating to coach it. It's frustrating to watch it.
I'm sure happy with at least from a perspective of those guys not giving up, not getting frustrated by the turnover.
No, so, I mean, we can polish the turd however we want to. and just understand that, you got a 5% chance to win a game where you have that many turnovers. The average margin of victory in those instances is probably 18 points. And to think that we still had a chance. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. There's stuff that's very detrimental, obviously, and we have to we got to correct it, and we have to be able to move on, but we have to be able to coach it and acknowledge it and then fix it.
First 5 turnover game for the New England Patriots since 2008, and I think you were playing in that game. I don't know if you remember it. That's a long time ago.
I don't. I'm pretty sure I didn't have one of them, which was probably a good thing.
Yeah, no, that is a good thing. Yes, absolutely a good thing.
Mike, take us through the operation, because we've been sitting here and we've been kind of discussing the Pop Douglas play. It looks like that they bring a blitz, and Drake May got to get the ball out hot. Looks like Pop could be running a little flat route. Is there something where he should have went a little bit deeper, or because of the blitz, it caught him in that position? What happened on that 4th-and-2 play?
Well, I think, I think we just have to make a great decision. We have to, in those vice tackle situations, we've talked all along about knifing, about knowing where the sticks are. We had a couple examples, especially last week. We had some examples yesterday. You know, you probably just have to be able to knife and get what you need and know where you're at and be able to get to the sticks. Again, you just can't, those are tough to try to circle those guys up in that situation.
Realize where he might have been on the field. Like, shouldn't he be thinking about that pre-snap? Okay, here's where the first Al Mocker is.
Yeah, I think we're close. We probably just need to get another revolution. And then if we're not, if we stop, we have to be able to knife. We have to be able to get the yardage that we need. Certainly want to be able to get to the sticks, and if we're not, and we got, we're not matched, be able to sit down, which he did, and then during the, being able to knife through the defender or get a half a yard.
I know after the game yesterday, when you were asked about Ramondre Stevenson, you said that you guys need to fix it when it comes to ball security. But this has been an issue for him under Bill, under Gerard, now under you. How do you fix something like that?
Well, it starts with everybody else. It starts with him. But it also starts with the protecting the guy with the ball. And so we'll have to do a better job of that. If you look at the second guy coming in or somebody else is making a play or not finishing, certainly it's easy to look at the guy with the ball. And that has to be where it starts. And, our technique. But it's also, it's got to be put on everybody else to make sure that they're protecting the guy with the ball and that the guys aren't coming off of plays late and diving in there or, trying to avoid those. Just as you can see, there's times where they can make the guy miss when you can see him. And then when it's the guy that you don't see, and we have to protect him from the guy that he can't see him and be able to block. So it goes on all of us. It goes on everybody out there, and then we'll keep repping it. And just unfortunate.
Three pass plays at the end of the half from the 2-yard line with three timeouts. Why?
Well, there was some called alerts, right? And I think just getting into to a play that gives us the best chance, they loaded us up pretty good. And it was, and Drake canned it, to one or had an alert for a run if we had a favorable look. And I didn't hate the calls. Again, certainly the execution has to be better. Knowing what we're going to get down there from them, having a good idea. Just as the same way as they came back and blitzed us on the other fumble, right? And so you want to make sure that you have bodies in there, that you have pieces in there, and that if they one-up you and they go with a defense that brings – blitz zero, that you have options. And again, we didn't execute down there. So, we'll have to stay sound and try to predict what they're going to do and give everybody options just like we did, last week. We got the look that we wanted. We were able to plow it in there. And this week, we weren't able to score.
I know you said on this show last week or the week before, penalties not a key indicator when it comes to winning or losing, but you sounded frustrating halftime-wise interview about the penalties on.
Well, it's the ones that again that are third down, and you're not all penalties, right, are created equal, and so certainly the ones that are critical that extend drives or give them the ball, the technical errors. I think that you can be going hard and playing hard and have a mistake and jump off sides and then the technique that doesn't get fixed is frustrating. The technique that we choose and the things that they're looking for, I think that those are the things, again, the ones that extend drives on third down. We had a couple of those defensively. And then there were times where I'd look at Carlton. I thought he played with good technique, good defense, and was looking and playing the football, and she chose to throw a penalty. And maybe we could agree or disagree, but we move on. It's just
How is that possible with the ball landing 5 yards out of bounds?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask them, too. That I'm with you. That when I said four, yeah. I wrote four down, and you said five. Right. I wrote 4 yards down. So, you know, again, I've heard that they use that big white stripe, that if it lands outside of that, that maybe it was uncatchable. But they didn't see it that way.
When was the last time we've seen a pass interference where they actually said it was uncatchable? I feel like
just the Chiefs game.
Yeah, don't do it. But Mike, and the interception, you know, turnovers are always a killer, right? And especially when they lead to points or they take away points. The Drake May interception at the end of the half, should that have been a back pylon throw?
It shouldn't have been a flat one. You know what I mean? Obviously, mm-hmm. just having an idea of where that guy is and being able to put some air in it. You know, and I think that. Those are things we have to be able to see and, again, get the spacing that we need and be able to keep it out of harm's way.
To end a half like that for Drake and come back out and not spiral, I think a lot of fans find that impressive from him, from a young quarterback. Do you see that the mental game is there for Drake, that if he has a bad pass, if he has an interception, that you don't see him spiral out there? Right. He continues to fight.
And again, those are good qualities. We just can't keep testing it over and over and over again. But I do appreciate the resiliency of him and this football team and our ability to continue to fight and continue to stay in it and compete. And it just has to be cleaner so that we're not always in that situation.
Can you coach pocket presence, or is that something that you either have or you don't?
I just think that you know, you can do some drills and make sure that, you know, we're good with the football, and you have to be able to create a pocket to be able to work through and be able to transfer up into it and do it with ball security. And then once you know, get going, the journey's probably over, and we have to either get down and be okay to take a loss or be able to get rid of the football in times where it's loose. And again, there's opportunities for guys to finish. I don't know how long the guy is going to have the football. And that's why we say we have to finish longer than the guy with the ball. And there's a lot of examples of that and thinking that the play is over. And sometimes the play isn't over. So it's easy to say, well, you got to have better ball security. And it's going to be really easy for me to say we have to finish longer than the guy with the ball, because we didn't on numerous occasions.
Giant nuts on you going for it on fourth down early in that game.
Just trying to figure out ways to help us. And, we've done pretty well in short yardage lately. First week wasn't too good. Last 2 weeks have been good. So, you know, feel good about some of these plays.
As a head coach, when you make that decision, is that to show confidence in your guys? Is that a part of the decision making for you?
I just think it's that we can get these and that we have to have an attitude that we're going to be decisive and aggressive. And, you know, we put a drive together, and then unfortunately it ends the way that it ended. I think it's a balance of, you know, where you're at in the game and trying to jumpstart it and let these guys take ownership of it.
Mike, I saw this stat when I was watching the game. I don't know how accurate it was, but they said that you guys are the fourth youngest team in the NFL. Does that attribute to maybe some of the close games that you have when you come out on the wrong end of that, just guys maybe not having enough experience of situational football under their belt yet?
I mean, we better be used to it. The whole league is how it's going to be every week.
Mm-hmm.
So take your heart pills and be good in situational football.
Mike, you just got here for all this, but the last 19 games in this building, the Patriots have won 3.
Yeah, I know. That we have to start winning some games here, and we have to give our fans a reason to get behind us. It's got to be an advantage. I'm not going to start figuring out why. I mean, I have quick answers from yesterday, but we have to, that's the formula. You have to win games at home, and you have to steal a couple on the road. And we did last week in a division game. And, you know, that's, it'll be a good week to get back here and get a win at home.
Is there, I know it's turnovers obviously kill you, but is there anything positive to take away when you have 5 turnovers and you still have a chance to win the football game?
Yeah, I think that you're disappointed. You're not discouraged, that you have to stay hopeful and understand that a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of good third down conversions. There's a lot of good runs, a lot of good defense when we settled down. A lot of three and outs, three and outs. I mean, they gained, I don't know, 80 yards after the first two. You know, I mean, they really had three drives, and, you know, I thought we tackled better. There was still some missed tackles, but we got off the field on third down for most of the game. I felt like the defense just said, wherever the ball is, we're going to go play defense, and we don't care. And they did that, and I give them credit. You know, not very good in the red zone, obviously, on either side of the ball. So that'll, again, be a huge emphasis this week.
From listening to you this morning, yesterday, weeks past that you've been on, it's very clear where you stand on penalties. Obviously, there are different types of penalties that a team faces, but undisciplined has been a word that's come up when it comes to this team. Do you feel like you have an undisciplined team? And if you do, how do you as a head coach fix it?
I don't know necessarily define undisciplined. You know, I mean, are we the second guy? Are we throwing punches? You know, I don't think we're the second guy in. I don't think we're, you know, again, we always are in trying to improve our discipline. We worked on, you know, offensively, the line of scrimmage, some of the movement that the defense was giving us last week. We worked on that. I thought that was better. You know, undisciplined and grabbing a tight end and using poor technique. I don't know if that's undisciplined, not being very good.
Mike, one of the things that coming into the season I looked at is your running back room, and I think you have like three really good players there. And it's all about confidence, and we've seen some fumbles from Gibson and Stevenson, and you know, some pass protection issues from Henderson. What's your confidence level in that group?
Well, we've also seen a lot of really big plays, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, got to take care of the football. And when we have a guy to protect, we have to be able to go and block him. But we've also seen a lot of big plays from that room, too. So it goes hand in hand. And when you lose, it sucks, and we don't realize that they made some big plays. And when you win, we'll tell everybody about the big play. So my job is to focus on both of those, and actually the good, the bad, and the stuff that gets you beat. We know that the turnovers are going to get you beat, and missed blocks are got to get fixed, and then remind them of all the good stuff and breaking tackles and catching the ball and getting X plays and returning the kickoffs for 100 yards and all those other stuff.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work at it, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Mm-hmm. I really do.
All right.
No,
great.
No,
it was good seeing you Saturday.
No cayenne pepper shots.
No.
Your hands are so smooth.
Yeah, no celebration.
This is for catching.
Yeah. Smooth.
That's like they're for catching. Yeah. That's why they never took me out of goal line.
Did you enjoy Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was really nice. Yeah, that was well done. That was both of those guys. I told Jules before the game, I saw him as I was walking out. I said, hey, remember, halftime's only 13 minutes, okay? So if you have a speech. Halftime's only 13 minutes.
I was like, "Where's the?"
But it was really. I thought both of them did a really good job.
I thought they were going to stop playing music when Jules was giving his speech, like the Oscar,
like the Oscar, the walk-off music.
Well, he went a long time.
The lights back there flashing.
Yeah. He went a long time with his speech. It was a great one.
But he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah,
it was like, "Whoa, okay." Parcells was quick. He was in and out.
That says a lot coming from you. Something went long.
Yeah. I might have done the same thing.
Yeah.
They'd have to start yours in the morning.
Yeah. Believe that.
All right.
I don't think we'll have to worry about his speech.
All right. Don't have to worry about Wiggy's speech.
No red jacket for me.
All right. There he is, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, on this show every Monday. And the conversation with the coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance.
Contributor.
Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Monday all day after a loss. Jones and Keith coming up momentarily. We are at Gillette Stadium, and if you missed Mike Vrabel or you missed Boomer Esiason or you missed any of the show this morning, you always go back on the Odyssey app and listen to that in rewind mode and download the Odyssey app. That's also where you can leave us a Hill Note, and Hill Notes are brought to you today before we go by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
It does make me laugh, though. We got a JV soccer coach ripping Josh McDaniels apart. I'd like to see Shine with the visor and the headset on out there. I really would. I'd like to see Shine out there with his boy Drake May. I mean, 5 turnovers. Josh didn't turn the ball over. But, I mean, I do get your frustration a little, Shine.
Yeah.
Correction, assistant varsity coach.
I've been all over Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. What's better, though, assistant varsity or head JV?
Assistant varsity. At least you're on the varsity squad.
Yeah, at least you're on the varsity. Mm.
And we got a win this weekend, by the way, boys and girls.
Good job, Shine.
Thank you. It was a great win. Very proud of them.
How was the Gatorade bath?
No Gatorade bath, Curtis. Okay, we want to win more than one game. We're not Gerard Mayo over here, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And I agree with Shime on some plays, but that throw by Drake May, that's
the what?
The throw by Drake May on the interception, that's on him.
Yeah.
Put that thing back pile.
Well, Shime was trying to explain. He had all these ghosts that weren't there in the end zone when he was.
Nope, they're all there. I disagree with Wiggy's takes, but that's fine.
Because he doesn't.
Because if he floats that to the pylon, that same corner that picks the ball off would make a play on that, Wiggy.
Stop.
The same guy. He breaks on it before Drake May even makes the throw.
Todd McShime. He's my favorite.
Yeah, even Vrabel said it. Like, hey,
No. No, you specifically asked him, isn't that a back pylon throw? He goes, well, no, but he shouldn't throw it flat.
It's not a flat.
So he didn't agree with you either.
Shime, I'm telling you.
And then he goes on to say, you got to see that
many
guy.
A time, if you look at the thing, the receiver is past the defender.
Then
it's
Vrabel goes on to say, you have to see that guy. No, and it's Cam Hayward who jumps up and tips the ball. It's like there had been a ball that had been tipped at that point.
This one here, you're completely wrong on. It's a back. Even Boomer said it. It's a back pylon.
Agree to disagree, Wicks.
Oh, I'm trying to help you out, man.
Go ahead, Shime.
Sad to wish a friend. I heard he's got a big hammer and a nice behind. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Santa's got himself a wife, and I want to make her mine. And she's misreading news headlines. And she's loving him in that leafy suburb, I just knew it. And she's calling him a colonel lately tonight. You know that I wish I had Santa's girl. I wish I had Santo's girl. Where can I find a bougie woman like that?
I love it.
Jackson guy. Always quick with a tune.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hey, Mike. If the people don't change, then change the people.
Amen.
Yeah. It'll get there eventually. I mean, you got to pretty much get rid of most everything that was around here prior to you getting here, and it takes a while, but
it is a unique form of punishment to have the organization do basically everything right for 20 years and then just do 6 years of doing everything wrong.
Yeah,
just what a perfect day yesterday was.
And this
gorgeous.
I'm surprised this isn't
it.
Your take, Curtis, is that and we got to give it time. Last year there was no time given.
Oh, he was fired before you could even.
Now everybody's like, just give Mike some time.
Well, okay.
Last year they were like, hey, Mayo, here's the Greyhound ticket. Get the hell out of here.
You must admit it was more dysfunctional in all aspects of it under Gerard Mayo than it's been under Mike Vrabel.
I would say the off-the-field dysfunction.
All of it.
Yes.
All of it. I mean, well, the walking stuff back.
Did you see? No, he.
Vrabel's walked a couple things back.
He did one, like, kind of walked something back.
And I think, the on-field stuff, that's the thing that I look at to be the most important thing. Is the on-field stuff worse through the first three games this year or last year?
I think it was worse last year, but that's just me. I'm biased. I
think if you watch these three games and you didn't know the coaches, you would assume the same coach was here.
Yeah. I don't know, because you've got Drake May playing in the first three games this year and you didn't last year. So,
well, but that was Mayo. He would have had him play. Right. Mayo wasn't even allowed to pick his quarterback, and he was fired.
Well, I guess we'll wait till next year.
Right.
Good Monday, everyone. Have you ever heard of that Patriots player, Ramondre Stinkinson, or as we call him in these parts, Ramondre Shimonston, because he stinks at his job just as much as Shine does.
Where do we stand on Drake Maybe as a nickname?
It's so dumb. No maybe about it, baby.
Well,
I mean, is Ramondre going to touch the football this week?
I think he will.
I don't know.
I think Vrabel's whole, like, the difference between Vrabel and Bill is Bill yanks him. I think Vrabel keeps putting him out there.
It wasn't his quote after the game, though. We need him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, you don't. There's a million running backs.
Right. Well, the thing is,
I really need a migraine.
You needed him, but you didn't play him. You took him and Gibson and you put him, you literally
put him back in, though.
Nah, it's one for protection.
And I mean, he came back in and fumbled the second
time.
It's right, like but after the second one, he was done.
But again, it's the definition of insanity thing where, like, he's got the same exact issue that he had all season long last year.
I'm with you.
You know, and so why it's not going to change.
Yeah. Like, give me Gibson or Henderson.
Yeah, I like your guy, Travion.
Mac Jones has more touchdowns in two games than Patrick Mahomes has in three.
Wow.
It is wild.
Mac Island. Got a good team around him.
Yeah. I mean, but even his team, though, I mean, Jennings is out. I give you the what's his name? Ricky Pearsall? Is that
Pearsall,
Pearsall, he's tough. You know, still, you have a healthy McCaffrey, so that's good. Bosa got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what, Shyam? I think you're right. You can blame McDaniels on some of those fumbles. Because after Stevenson fumbled the first time, he should have never been in the game again. Aren't we tired of this? It's been 2 years now. It should have been Gibbs or Henderson carrying that ball, and he would have scored.
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Facts.
When are we gonna pull the plug and say we're going to go with those other two guys?
Anyway, my thoughts on the Ramondre Stevenson situation.
Best one yet.
He had that grab and booty penalty by Pittsburgh. Shouldn't that have been a personal foul, you know, for sexual harassment?
By the way, we talked to Vrabel about it briefly. That PI on the right sideline.
Oh, the one that landed out of bounds?
Was one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Right.
There were like two or three calls yesterday. Where, and I don't know if it's just not considered anymore, but the ball was uncatchable.
Yeah.
It was over the sideline. It was over the players, and it landed like around the equipment.
But when's the last time you've seen them pick up a PI flag for the ball being uncatchable? They just, for whatever reason, they don't do it, and they don't even take it into consideration.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Right. But I just don't get it. I don't understand why you shouldn't be able to review. If it's a catch or non-catch, you review it.
Right.
It's the same exact distance. Why can't you review it?
Yeah. Here's what they're going to say. Because him getting held or him getting interfered with, it didn't allow him to be in a position where...
No, right. But if he wasn't still in the stands, he couldn't have caught it.
Yeah. I agree with you, Curtis, but I'm like... You know, when I couldn't even tell you when I seen him pick up a PI.
Right. Just Chiefs week one. That was about it. Or last week against Eagles.
I think Boomer was on his game this morning.
Bill Parcells was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Where do you rank him all time?
Who's that?
Bill Parcells.
Who's that? Right? It might have been me. Maybe I wasn't. I didn't enunciate it enough, clearly. Who's that?
Who's that?
Senior moment.
That'll do it for Hill Notes today, Greg.
All right. Excellent. All right. Excellent. All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
We are back in the studio tomorrow morning on a Ty Tuesday. That means Ty Law will be with us as well. Great job here, everybody, today.
Great work.
Okay. Got to turn it around pretty quick.
Yes, we do.
Patriots Monday continues. Jones and Keith coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you. Now the time has
come for leaving. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.